Unit 3, Reading 2.
Internet Island. The Idea. On January 14th, 2006, Ben Keane received an email that changed his life. It was from his friend Mark James. The subject line read, "A tribe is wanted." Keane and James, both 26, had wanted to create an internet startup. Here was James's new idea. "We will create an online community and call it a tribe. We will make decisions about rules through discussions and online voting. Then we will do something that no one has ever done. Our virtual tribe will become a real one. We will travel to a remote island and form a partnership with a local tribe. We will build an environmentally friendly community and share it with the world." James got this idea from social networking websites. He noticed that people spent a lot of time on these sites, but they spent most of their time posting messages and sharing music. In James's view, these sites could be used for so much more. The Island. Keane liked the idea, and he and James named their website tribewanted.com. Then they began looking for an island for their tribe. Around the same time, Tui Mali, the chief of a tribe in Fiji, wanted to find someone to develop his small island called Vorovoro. Although the main islands of Fiji were becoming very modern, Vorovoro was not. A few people on Vorovoro had cell phones or worked on one of the main islands, but most lived in very small, simple homes with no electricity or running water. Tui Mali advertised his island on the internet, and a few weeks later, Keane and James contacted him. They agreed to pay $53,000 for a 3-year lease of the island and $26,500 in donations to the community. They also promised jobs for the local tribe members. "We're all excited about Tribe Wanted," Tui Mali told a local newspaper reporter. "It will provide us with work for the next 3 years." Tui Mali was happy to have the money, but he also trusted that Keane and James would respect his culture. The New Tribe. The internet tribe attracted people quickly. In a few months, it had 920 members from 25 countries. In September of 2006, Keane and 13 of his tribe members, aged 17 to 59, travelled to the island for the first time. James, meanwhile, stayed at home to manage the website. When Keane's group arrived, the local tribe and Tui Mali were there to greet them. For several weeks after the newcomers arrived, they worked with the local tribe members. They built buildings, planted crops behind the village, set up clean sources of energy such as solar power, and ate fresh fish from the ocean. As the new and old tribes worked together, they became friends. Eventually, they became one tribe. Tribe Wanted brought together groups of people from very different cultures, both on the island and online. Keane and Tui Mali believe the new tribal connections will help Vorovoro develop in a positive way. They hope the island will become more modern without losing its traditional culture. The tribe keeps growing. Today, Tribe Wanted continues to use social networking as a tool to connect in a real environment. Anyone can go to the website to join the online tribe, donate money, or plan a visit. Since Vorovoro, Keane and James have created other tribes in Sierra Leone, Papua New Guinea, Bali, and Italy. They hope to create more communities around the world, bringing people and cultures together in a global internet tribe.